is Thursday.
I love your show.
Thank you. Thank you for the compliment.
Showtime!
All right, halfway point. Is that it? Halfway point? Man.
Halfway point.
We've, the phones have been so busy today.
No,
it's like we've already
hearts.
Put in a full show. Maybe we should go to All Music for the next 2 hours.
You want some monkey butt? It'll hey, kill you
no,
off.
I'm good. Hey, we'll super size 105 minute. No, that wouldn't work. All right, partly sunny, chance of a few morning sprinkles. Yeah, that ain't happening. Warm, windy today. Showers and storms possible later on today with a high of 86. 75 now at the Q. Of course, today I'm supposed to fill in and play golf with Brad Crown and his league over at Ottawa Park. Would be the day we get the storms. What the hell?
You'll be fine.
It's supposed to be super windy later, too.
Yeah, it's just what I need. My game's not where I need it, and I'm going to be stressing. Whatever. All right, this hour of the Denny Schaefer Show brought to you by Eva's. Get $50 off free alterations on any dress purchase from Eva's Bridal Boutique and Alterations. 419-240-1055. Did we announce the winner of our prize pack?
Yeah, Leanne. Just have to call her. Sure.
She was the she had the pregnant story where the guy commented about how beautiful she looked being pregnant, and then he started stalking her through the store.
Yes.
Oh, and Nicole from Monday who shared the neighbor who was the naked sunbather. Call me, too. I need to talk to Nicole.
All right,
oh, yeah,
there you go.
Teenager, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right,
cool.
So let's see. Where is it? 13 ABC. There it is. We were talking about this. When was this? Last week? They made a decision in the neighborhood noise battle. No, this was, wasn't this Monday? Today's Thursday, right? Yeah, because this happened
Mother's Day. It's all a blur.
No, this happened Mother's Day. Nothing says, I love you, Mom, like, hey, we're going to go out and ride dirt bikes for hours on your special day.
Right.
Well,
hey,
she
whatever.
Probably went out, too, with
Don't be a judger, you know? That maybe mom gets enjoyment of watching her kids and grandkids out riding dirt bikes.
She does, I
maybe.
Think.
Tempers got riled last night. No, Tuesday night. It's a Sylvania Township trustee meeting. One woman said her kids couldn't sleep because of the noise. A few people attended the meeting in support of the riding of the four-wheelers and the RVs and dirt bikes were there. And they said, hey, it's for the sake of fun, you know, because kids are addicted to their computers and their phones and video games and all of that. So on Mother's Day, police provided the homeowner, Commissaric. Do we have a first name on the dude?
I thought it was Greg.
Yep, Greg Commissaric, with a noise exemption permit. So wait a minute. He went to them. He did what he's supposed to do. He goes to the township and says, hey, I want to ride my dirt bikes on Sunday. Can we do that? And they're like, sure. Right? Did he pull the permit?
He got a permit. That,
did it cost him? Did he pay
I
for that?
I don't know what it cost. But I think it essentially said from noon to 6 p.m. he's allowed, it's on with the bikes.
Well, according to the township police chief, what he saw on Sunday was over the top. Well, then why did you give him a permit?
Well, yeah.
You give him a permit and go, oh, no, you can't make noise. Wait a minute. I got a permit. You said I can make noise.
Right. Well,
that
really
is the dumbest thing
noise.
Ever.
Well, you know what? The township learned that before they grant permits, they should go
look out there
at the site first.
And listen to the noise and go,
and
nah, sorry, it's too loud. You can't do it.
I mean, if it's something.
But he did everything a citizen should do. He went. He asked for a permit. They gave him a permit. And then the chief's out there going, oh, no.
Not a
no, it's over the top. Well,
right.
You guys are making noise. Well, yeah, I know. I got a noise permit. Yeah, but that's too loud.
Right.
Anyway, the chief says, I think what I'm really angry about is Mr. Commissaric, whatever, took advantage of a situation.
Oh, okay.
Well, he brought out the big bikes. Then.
Did he?
Yeah.
Damn
and
you
it was just over
for
the
making
top
noise when you
right.
had your noise permit.
What are they going to do to
the
him?
Trustees voted not to provide any more exemptions, so no more permits. So that one, was it just for one day, or they just said no?
Or
they pulled it?
Well, you probably have to renew it.
Cops will write citations now for noise complaints. All right, listen to 13 ABC, our media partner.
Okay.
They do a story on it, and listen how loud these bikes are when the cameras are right there.
It was a room divided, but with the show of hands, more people at Tuesday night's Sylvania Township meeting were in support of putting a stop to the noise.
Well, of course, it's a bunch of old, crusty white people.
What kind of noise?
How loud that is.
That's why people are here. A backyard turned into a bike track that some neighbors love and others hate.
In any room in our house, you can hear it with all the windows closed.
It's really starting to affect
He is getting called on 24/7, and it's half the time nothing's even getting fired.
Greg Komisarek said he didn't bring the big bikes out for 10 years until last Sunday when he got a noise exemption permit.
Because he didn't have a permit. He's a good citizen. Greg is a good citizen. He did what he was supposed to do.
How do you take advantage of a paper that says you are exempt? Yeah.
His neighbors say they don't hear the noise every day, but when they do, it's a nuisance and an annoyance for law enforcement who have to respond to multiple complaints.
I think that's this is what I'm really angry about, is that I think Mr. Komisarek took advantage of a situation.
That is the dumbest thing I ever heard.
He brought
it's
the
not,
big bikes
it's, it's
out.
Not that, but he had a permit for the
right,
big bikes.
Right, so out they came.
Do they not realize how stupid they look, the township police? Do they not see that he did what he's supposed to do, he got a permit, and then he was exercising the right of using said permit, and then they're like, oh no, you're loud. It says I'm going to be loud. You gave me the permit that says I can be loud.
Trustees decided to not allow any more exemptions and leave it to the police to make the call if Greg will get fined or not. That brought up more concerns.
If you have a definition of exempt, that is what we're going for Sunday, what things possibly could be.
What's reasonable? It's all according to the situation and the sound and the way the wind's blowing.
In the end, the majority here left at ease.
I think the neighborhood will be happy with this. We can go back to enjoying our backyards and our neighborhoods and our cookout.
My plan is to go ahead and keep the pit bikes, keep the little kids, and sooner or later when somebody decides that it's excessive, that we'll probably end up in court.
There it is.
It says in the Sevilla Township Controlling Noise Nuisances Resolution that the Board of Trustees can impose civil fines up to $1,000 for violating the code.
Oh, that's just crap. That is such crap. I agree with Greg. He did what he was supposed to do, and then they're boo-hooing. Now, here's the mistake he's making. What he should have done is called a meeting with the neighbors away from the township, say, look, here's the deal. I've got this property. I've got kids or grandkids or whatever, and I don't want their faces in their damn phones like all your fat kids, okay? I want them out riding, but okay, maybe
support.
Not say that.
Yeah.
But, you know, our kids are addicted to their phones. They just are.
Well, sure.
They are. And they're saying now that your phone is as addictive as cocaine.
No.
Facebook and social media and all of that. I told my daughter, I can say it now because she's at school. I said to her, I said, hey, look, Memorial weekend, we're doing something, you know. And I said, we're all going off the grid. No phones. She's like, what?
She hyperventilates.
She's going into withdrawal right now. The symptoms.
And then she's, and I can just see the wheels turning. She's like, okay, what excuse so I can hold on to my phone? I got it. I need to take pictures. Yeah. Mom's got a brand new camera you can use.
Oh, there you go.
Bam, in your face. I wasn't born at night.
Right.
Or last night. Anyway, you try to tell a kid that they can't have any computer time or they can't use their phone or whatever, you watch them have a freaking meltdown because they're addicted to it. You wouldn't let your kid have 6 Mountain Dews in one day. Why would you allow them to have their phone nonstop in their hands 24/7? You parents that are doing that, you're a moron. You're asking for trouble. You just are. Sexting. You watch.
Oh, sexting.
Oh, that's
anyway, back
step.
To this story.
Sure.
So he should have said, look, here's the deal. We want to do it one day a week. How about Thursdays from 4 to 6 or whatever? Find the day that works best for his schedule and say, we're going to do 2 hours on Thursday, and then we're going to do Saturday afternoons from 2 to 6 or 3 to 5
oh,
or whatever.
That's a good idea.
And work it out and leave everybody else out of it. Nope, everybody, they don't do that. They don't talk. They don't communicate. Everybody walks around all butthurt. You know, look, I wouldn't want to live around that either. But you also got to look at, it's his property. He lives out in the country.
Right. See, that's the
thing.
He has
the room.
He was there first, I believe, too.
He was there before the neighborhood was built.
Yes. Oh, really?
So to me, that takes precedent. But no.
It does. I think so, too.
The police are, oh, wait, we got all these rich, hoity-toity, you know, white people, basically. And it's like, we got to kiss their butt. You gave him a permit, and how dare he use said permit? Now, here's the other thing. That they're doing it all day on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
What about, how do you honor
with
mom?
With the big bikes,
maybe
mom likes it.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think she
does. Maybe she's sitting out there all day long smoking her Pall Mall, no filter, sucking down some Jack Daniels, watching you, you know, make jumps. Sure, I don't know. Maybe.
Or maybe she's riding it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Can you get a restrictive permit that just says, like, can the city or the township
do
that?
No, they've already said, you're done. You do it, you're getting a citation. And they've already made threats that you could be ticketed up to $1,000.
Because it seems like they should be able to say, well, you can do it, like you were saying, between such and such an hour, one day a week or 2 days a week.
They
want
to do it every day, though, Tricia. They like the
It's not every day, because I got a friend who lives 700 feet from the guy.
Well, they're not going to
do it. It's not every day.
It's not every day.
They're not
going
to do it in the winter. So, you know,
they're
you don't
not
have to
do
worry
it in the winter.
That.
Yeah, but then they got all them damn snowmobiles.
Oh, that's true.
And they're out there with their snowmobiles. I don't know. I'm just throwing that in there.
I want to go hang with these people. They sound fun.
They do.
I would do a dirt bike. That'd be so cool.
Okay,
I'd hurt myself, but it'd be fun.
That sounded a little creepy.
Take your monkey butt with you.
Wouldn't that be
definitely.
Fun?
Definitely.
For chafing.
I wouldn't be good at it, but it'd be fun.
All right, there you go. All right, 419-240-1055 to play along on the show. All right, coming back. Oh, The Bachelorette starts on Monday.
Man.
Everyone needs to watch the show.
Time flies.
I know,
we don't want
right?
to be a racist nation. We just don't.
Summer season.
Can't
Man.
I just send her a nice note? Do I have to watch
the show? No, you
got to
watch the show because if they don't get the ratings, or we're going to be bigots.
What's her name?
Rachel.
Rachel, hi. This is Tricia. Just want to let you know I'm really excited for your new adventure.
But I'm not watching
the
show.
But I'm afraid I didn't watch other Bachelorettes, so I won't be able to watch yours. Thanks for playing. Love, Tricia.
Because I'm a racist. P.S. Because I'm a racist. You got to put that in there somewhere. All right.
I think you should have to watch the show.
I think you should, too.
I mean, look, I watch Kardashians.
Yeah.
I did watch Dancing with the Stars.
Oh,
I can't. It would be too much reality TV.
By the way, I watched.
Susie, it's
make
like
her
crack.
Do her part.
It's like
Denny.
Cocaine. It's like crack. I'd get addicted. I couldn't stop watching. You don't want to expose
it's
me.
It's on
yeah,
the good
we
time,
do.
Monday night at 8.
Yeah, we need you to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
We need you to kill some brain cells. Hey, I watched the Memphis episode of This Is Us.
Oh,
episode 16.
When she performs. Yeah.
Not when she performs. Are you making fun of us?
Wait,
Is Us is the best damn television show on TV. All of our listeners are watching this show, and you're mocking us.
Oh, no,
now, this is
goes.
When Randall
Dad,
and William take a road trip
That's
to Memphis,
right.
And then he ends up dying.
And learns how to drive and all the other
No, he doesn't learn how to drive. What show are you watching? There was no
didn't
William.
Randall, didn't Randall teach his dad?
Yeah, but that wasn't in that show.
Earlier?
That was like three episodes before that.
Okay.
No, they went back, and he got to go to his childhood house, and show to him when he was younger and his cousin he was wrote music and then he dissed his cousin because his mom got sick and he went back to wherever it was and then he never came back and then he finally came back and then they jammed and it was good
and then he died
so way to go though
I know right he completed the loop
pretty much
I think so I was
so
okay
go.
With
I got
it.
Two more episodes that's it
did you cry
I got emotional.
I did a little, yeah.
Yeah, I got choked up.
Yeah.
Randall all liquored up was funny.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny.
He was more, he was more like the lawyer then. He was much more like the guy on OJ when he was liquored up.
Right. Not like he was screaming out the window on the way home from sink all going, it's my birthday! To anybody who was outside. I don't know who would have done that.
That might have been somebody we know.
Nope. All right, speaking of drinking. There is a Burger King in New York City, Midtown Manhattan, that is applying for a liquor license so they can sell beer with the Whoppers. Now you say, wait a minute. Really? Drive-thrus there are other fast foods that are already doing it in this country. There's certain Taco Bells that are doing it. It's popular in Canada. It's popular with fast food in England. It sounds like we're a little late to the party, but what would that sound like if a Burger King was serving up some alcohol?
Welcome to Burger King. Can I take your order?
Yeah, can I get a Whopper and an order of fries?
Would you like to add a shot of Jack and a Mudslide Chaser for 99 cents?
No, just the food.
Would you like to try our vodka martini milkshake for $1.29.
I have to go to work, so no, I'll just have the...
Come on! Chug! Chug, 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 chug!
I don't want to chug.
Would you like to try our It's 5 o'clock somewhere beer-battered onion rings with a Long Island iced tea to drink?
Fine.
Chug, chug, chug. First window, please. Chug, chug, chug.